I have to admit, I don't know much about gardening. I don't know much about plants. Now, if Jesus were ever to give a parable about the intricacies of his own defense or the hit and run, I could break that down for you and have no problems. But when it comes time for the vine and the branches and the plants and the gardening images, not that great. But I can tell you what Jesus means by that. He says that he is the vine and we are the branches. He tells us that we need to remain in him. We need to remain in his love. That's why he came, to teach us how to love. And he came to teach us how we can stay connected to him. The gospel today, Jesus is telling his disciples that they need to be the branches to reach out and share with others the great news of Jesus. And that's exactly our role as people of faith. As people who believe in him, we come before the Lord every week so that we can learn more about him, so that we can remain with him, so that we can bring his love, his peace, his joy to the rest of the world. It's not an easy world that we live in. It's not easy times that we're in right now. But our Lord promises us that if we remain in him, if we open up our heart to his grace, to his mercy, to his peace, we're going to be okay. And not only we're going to be okay in this life, more importantly, we're going to be okay for the life to come. For the promise of eternal salvation that he grants each and every one of us. And that's why we gather together every week to come before our Lord, to remain in his love, to remind us that he's there for us, that he set us free from our sins, and that he desires all of us to join him in the eternal kingdom of heaven. Tonight, as part of the second collection, we're going to have our black bag collection. The black bag is for our St. Vincent de Paul Society. It's for people who are in need in our community, in our area. Those who need financial assistance, those who need help, who might not have enough food to put on their table, those who might not have enough money to pay the light bill, we help them out. It's important that we're generous in that second collection because this is a way that we can be the branches of the Lord. That the Lord who is the vine, who gives us strength, gives us an opportunity to reach out and help others, to serve our brothers and sisters in need. And that's what it means to be branches. So that we can bring Jesus that we receive, that we know, that we love, so that we can share him with the world. It can start with the second collection of St. Vincent de Paul. It can continue by living our lives in service to others, by helping those who are in need. And not just the poor, but anyone that we know that might need help. People who are lost and afraid and who are without hope. People who might not know the loving presence of the Lord in their lives. We can help them by being the branches of the Lord, by being his presence to all. We have another opportunity at the end of Mass to be the presence of Christ to the world. At the end of Mass, I'm going to say something along the lines of, go now in peace. I don't say that because I'm tired. I'm like, it's a long day, 6 Masses we've had this weekend, busy weekend, I'm tired, you guys get out of here. We say that because that's the commissioning of our Lord, who says, look, you've just received me in the Eucharist, now take him to the world. Take him out there so that you may share with the rest of the world what you've received here tonight. And then next week we come back again to be recharged, to be recentered, to be refocused, to receive the love and the courage and the strength that we need to bring the presence of the Lord to the world. That's what it means to remain in Jesus. That's what it means to remain in his love. To branch out to the world, to share his peace, his joy, his love with everyone. And we have some very special students that are here today. You guys are going to make your first communion. So I'm going to say a few words to them. The rest of you guys, if you want, you can listen in. You guys, in just a few moments, are going to receive the greatest treasure that we've ever received. The treasure of our Lord, his body, blood, soul, and divinity that he's giving to each and every one of you. And to all of us joined here together. It's an ancient prayer of the church that we've been doing since the beginning when Jesus, on the night before he died, gave himself to each and every one of us. And he did that for us to remind us that he is the vine and we are the branches. He says to us, anytime you're alone, anytime you're afraid, anytime you think that you can't go on, come to me and I'll give you strength. That's why as a community, every week we gather here in this church to be fed by our Lord, to receive the courage that we need, to bring his presence to the world. And so my young friends that are going to make your first communion, what a blessing it is to you to be able to receive Jesus in the Eucharist for the very first time. And you have the opportunity every single day for the rest of your life, if you'd like, to receive the Eucharist, to receive the greatest treasure that we've ever been given. What a great gift it is. The summer's coming up. Maybe one of the things you can do this summer is say, hey, Mom and Dad, maybe we can go to Mass once a week during the summer, during the middle of the week, to start our day by receiving the Lord and the Eucharist, to share in the fact that this great gift, this great treasure that he's given us, can give us strength to change our hearts and our minds and our souls. So I hope that all of you are going to receive communion tonight. Know that anytime you need help, anytime you feel alone or abandoned or really sad or feel like you need some strength, this is a great place to come. And our Lord Jesus, who loves us so much that he died for us, gives us his body, blood, soul, and divinity. And for the very first time in your lives tonight, you're going to receive that precious treasure. I hope you enjoy the rest of Mass, and I hope that you pray. Pray for the salvation of the world, because that's why we gather. Every single minute of every single day, Mass is being offered for the salvation of the world. There is always Mass going on somewhere in the world where we're praying the salvation of the Lord may be known through the wonderful gift of the Eucharist. Best of luck to all of you receiving the Eucharist. And as you approach the Lord, and as we all approach the Lord today to receive his presence, we ask him to change our hearts. We ask him to help us remain in his love so that we can bring his love and his presence to the entire world.